Welcome to Car Free Conversations. I'm Domenico.
And I'm Sumitra.
And this is a podcast where we talk about making the most of St. Pete. And this is our holiday edition, I suppose, right, Sumitra? Is that what you would?
Yes. Yes. I think this is our holiday edition. This is our last recording of the year.
Of the year. Yeah. Yeah.
Which feels wild, but also like, I mean, this month is almost over anyway. So
yeah, it's
also
really
not that wild.
By. Yeah. But yeah, I'm looking forward to talking about some of the festivities and ways to get around. But
Yeah.
before that, I'm curious to know about your year
Sure.
and what you're looking forward to the most. What holiday traditions are you looking forward to most this year?
Well, so, you know, I kind of started making holiday cards again, and last year, like custom holiday cards that I would send to like friends and family. And because I was teaching this year, like I just kind of got a little bit delayed with that. So I really enjoy that. Like I'm a Virgo, so I love kind of really painstaking small detail work. And so I'm really looking forward to kind of getting my holiday cards out like ASAP. And also one of the other traditions that I have with my partner is that we go to the beach on Christmas Day just because we can. And
Oh,
so,
you
you know,
can.
it's
Whenever I tell people about that, where I live, they're like, "Oh, you must be at the beach all the time." And I'm like, "No,
no,
I probably
yeah.
go less than most people."
Same. I mean, we never make it there. So like, you know, we are looking forward to just doing that on the Christmas Day.
Oh, that's a cool tradition. That's
Yeah.
really unique.
How about you?
I actually usually make Christmas cards. I do the photo Christmas cards. I like doing that, but I haven't done them yet. And I don't think it's going to happen. So I don't know. But making a card without a photo is an interesting idea. And I wish I had thought of that. I could have just made my own cards without having to, you know, stage a photo with my
Yeah.
cat.
Like,
so.
last year I did like an abstract like design that looked like
Oh,
a
that's
snowflake
cool.
with a bunch of my artworks kind of cut together.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. And then this year I'm doing something else. You will see.
Oh, I will. That's
Yeah.
promising. That means I might get something. traditions that I like. Avoiding going to midnight mass every year. That's a tradition. Coming up with a different excuse every year. I am having a cookie exchange on New Year's Eve that I'm looking forward to.
Yes, that sounds amazing.
Yes, you're invited.
Yes.
And I did that last year and it was a hit. Everybody loved it. Oh, and I played bingo every year,
Oh,
waiting
so
for
good.
New Year's
Yeah.
to happen. That's like an old family tradition. We used to do that when I was a little kid. We had like an old one of those like bingo cages, right?
Yeah.
That you spin. So that's fun because I only do that once a year. Like I'm not gonna whip out the bingo cage.
I love the sound of the bingo cage
Yeah,
so
I know.
much.
It is so
Because,
exciting. It's so
oh
exciting.
my God, this is like, it's coming back to me, but I grew up in Mumbai and we lived in an apartment building. So for New Year's Eve, the kind of homeowners association or like whatever condo association would have a party on the rooftop. And
Oh.
so I just like every New Year's Eve, all I had to do was just like dress up and go up to the rooftop with my family.
Oh,
And
that's
we
so
would all
nice.
just like celebrate together on this rooftop and like watch fireworks from our rooftop. It was fabulous. And one of the things that we did also was to play bingo on New Year's Eve.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think it's a solid activity to do on your. I did. It's interesting that other, so it's a thing, I guess.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if it
it's
was a thing or if it was just my family.
I think it's a thing. And
Okay,
it
guess
was,
so.
it's not called bingo like in India, it's called housey, but it's like the same concept.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
It's
Interesting.
funny because like It's called Halsey, but you do scream bingo when you get it.
I guess, yeah. I mean, otherwise you would need more columns to
Yeah,
spell Housie,
exactly. Yeah.
which, yeah. In Italian, I think it's called tombola, and I don't think you want that many columns.
No.
Yeah. So yeah, it needs to be bingo. It has to be.
Yeah,
You have to swing bingo.
exactly. Yeah.
We have some rooftops in St. Pete that we should talk about later as well.
I know.
That
Yeah.
where you could watch some fireworks.
Yeah.
We have another question to get things started though. We were going to talk about if the transportation fairy were to give you the gift of using one alternative mode of transportation for free in 2024, what would you choose?
Are we talking specifically about Tampa Bay or anywhere?
I mean, it kind of has to be like kind of, I mean, it has to be something that you would use,
That's
right? So
true.
I feel
Yeah.
like it has to exist.
Well, so
Like,
like I think, yeah, go ahead.
because, yeah, I mean, I would love to have like a, I don't know, like a monorail or something that takes me around St. Pete, but that doesn't exist. So it has to be something else. So what I would say actually is, I think I would choose like a Vespa. Like a little moped, which I just think they're so classy. You already have that, so you can't say that. You have a very classy moped. But that's something that I have been eyeing for a while.
You know, that's so funny because when I read this question, I interpreted it in a very different way.
Oh, what's what's go ahead, answer it your
So
way. I mean,
my answers to this question was were two.
okay.
A, like I would want CTA to be completely free for everyone, which is
Okay.
CTA is the Chicago Transit Authority.
Okay.
I would love to ride those trains and buses for free all year round, all the time. And B, my other option was that the Cross Bay Ferry should be like all year
Yeah.
round.
Yes,
And
I
like,
100% agree with that.
and it would be
Yes.
amazing if it was free as well.
Yeah, I took the Cross
Like,
Bay Ferry just a few weeks ago to go to the it's the River, is it Water
oh,
Street Promenade in Tampa? Yeah. But it was the they do need more times. Like it was kind of difficult. It's a lovely service, but they do need more of it. Yeah.
Speaking of which, what is your favorite memory of 2023?
Oh no, I didn't. So I don't know. I didn't think about this one enough. I had a oh geez, I don't know. I had some people over for what I call a garden party in February, and I had some friends fly in for it, which was very nice. That's a personal memory. I can't think of like a collective memory that is
I
my
mean, I think
favorite.
it's your memory, your favorite memory. So it could be a personal
Okay.
memory.
Yeah, I couldn't think of like a world event. It hasn't been a great year for world events.
No,
So I yeah.
no.
How about
We're not
you?
doing well, like in
No, we're
totality.
no. No. But as long as we keep throwing parties, should be
Yeah.
it. Yes.
I think for me, one of my favorite memories was to be to kind of get like a request to join my alma mater as a faculty member
Oh, that is really
because
cool. Yeah.
and like getting to go back to Chicago, and you know, like I love being in Chicago, so it was like, you know, just like all of that wrapped in like one nice bow was kind of cool.
That is really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
We should talk about, why don't we move on to talk about New Year's Eve here
Yes, we should. Yeah.
In St. Pete. There's a lot to do in St. Pete. And in
Yes.
fact, if you go to the Visit St. Pete Clearwater website, visit stpeteclearwater.com, they actually have a they put together a really nice section of the website just about New Year's and the best rooftop bars to go to and the best beach bars to go to on New Year's Eve, like different activities to do on New Year's Eve. So if you don't know what to do, that's a really good place to check out. Like they did a good job. They did a fantastic job at really
It's
highlighting some different things.
and it's really comprehensive, and it
It
covers like
is.
all of the county.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does a good job. Yeah, there's stuff in Dunedin, there's stuff in Clearwater. They list all the places you can see fireworks. So there's like Clearwater, St. Pete, the pier, right? And Treasure Island, they're all doing fireworks. And if you want to see the fireworks at the pier in downtown St. Pete, they have all sorts of things starting at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. until the fireworks at midnight. There's like little things to do in the area. So that'll be fun. We also want to mention the Baycation, which is
Yes,
on
but before
go
we do that, I think it would be, we should highlight like how people can get around to like these different places without using their car. Just so you know, like if you're drinking, you don't want to drive to all these places.
yeah, and we are Carfree St. Pete, so that is
Exactly.
something we definitely should be sort of an authority on.
Absolutely. And you know, like speaking of which, PSTA has like a free service on New Year's Eve. So you know, if you are planning on going from place to place, you can use the PSTA buses, and they're free on New Year's Eve to ring in the New Year safely. The Pinellas Suncoast Transit Authority is offering free rides on all routes for the entire day and night on New Year's Eve, giving locals and visitors alike a reliable transportation option. So that's on December 31st.
That's kind of the best way, right? To just it's free, right?
So you
You don't
just
get
hop on a
second.
bus. Yeah.
If you can do that, that's the best way. There are so many options right now. I can't imagine how people, when I was younger, our transit system wasn't built out as much. Well, I was living in Tampa.
No,
Their transit
right.
system isn't built out as much. And there was no Uber or Lyft. And so there really wasn't a whole lot of options. But, as a last resort, you can also call Uber or Lyft. But I wouldn't plan on that because the prices are going to be, insane.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Yeah.
So taking the PSTA, I think, is really a solid option. And there are several routes to go through downtown St. Pete, so that's a good option to plan to do.
Yep, there's also that interchange at Grand Central in Grand Central. So if you want to like change from one route to the next, you can also, while you're doing that, you can also check out like all the different places that are celebrating New Year's Eve in the Grand Central District as
That's
well.
true. And then as a last resort, AAA is continuing their tow and go service this year. So if you're in a situation where somebody did drive, but maybe everybody drank, I don't know how else to put it. Things didn't go as planned. As a last resort, you can call AAA and they will drive one person and tow their car home as long as it's within, I think within a 10-mile radius or something. That is a last resort. They even say on their website, their website actually says best options for getting home safely, and the number one option is taking public transit actually
That's
on
amazing.
New Year's. And then as a last resort, they say that they will pick you up even if you're not a member actually. So there are lots of options to get home safely. What are your plans, Sumitra, for New Year's?
I know for New Year's Eve, I have two parties to go to. I know like I'm coming to yours, and then
Yes,
I'm
yes.
going to another friend's place. So I need to decide like And I'm going with my partner who can't walk a lot, so we have to figure out like how we are doing about the places. We haven't decided. Our friend's place is in Tampa, and you're like literally less than 5 minutes from us, so
Oh
yeah.
yeah. That's another thing about New Year's is that I think it's always a good idea to go someplace like close so
Yeah,
you don't have
exactly.
as much. So I'm have like a bunch of my neighbors are coming over and that's like the best,
Yeah,
right? They
you can just
just come
walk over.
stumble home.
How about you? What are your, I mean, you're hosting a party.
Well, I'm hosting a party. Yeah, I'm hosting a New Year's party, so I will not I will not be transporting myself anywhere, but between my backyard and my kitchen, probably. So we're gonna do, the bingo, with prizes. We're gonna have a cookie exchange. It's gonna be fun. I also aged some eggnog.
Ooh.
That comes out. Yeah,
Yeah.
it'll be a fun, cozy news.
Yeah. It's very funny. I mean, I have never been a fan of eggnog. Oh my God. I just sent a bunch of like a bunch of people just unsubscribed from our but I always have like a sip or two like around New Year's Eve because I'm like, oh, this feels nice and cozy. Like, this is a season to have an
Exactly.
eggnog.
I'm not gonna have it in August, but on New Year's Eve, yeah,
Imagine. Oh.
it was sick. Yeah, that sounds pretty gross. Not refreshing at all. Just feel like
Not at
bloated.
all. Yeah.
No.
Now that we have spoken about, what we're doing on New Year's Eve and the PSDA free fares for the New Year's Eve, we should talk about the car-free holiday vacation.
Yes, it's going to be fun. It's going to be on the 30th. So the day before New Year's, if you don't have anything planned, which let's be real, you don't, right? You're planning only for New Year's Eve. So on the 30th, check out the Car Free St. Pete vacation at tinyurl.com/holidaybaycation. BayCation. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be it includes for $20, you get a trip on the Cross Bay Ferry to downtown Tampa and back. But while we're in Tampa, you'll be able to explore the dazzling Winter Village and join the Jolly Bike Tour that will take you through twinkling holiday lights. And there's going to be like a little, the village has like a little market. I don't think I've
Yeah.
been there. Have you?
I haven't been there, no, not yet.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. And it's a good deal because $20 round trip, it includes the bike tour.
It includes the Cross Bay Ferry fare,
And
tickets to the bike light and bike tours, and also the holiday apparel.
And $5 ice skating tickets, apparently. Discounted $5 ice skating tickets.
Yes.
Which I'll be honest, I actually didn't know that there was ice skating, so I'm very excited that that was dropped in there. That's really exciting. Ice skating sounds like fun.
Does. And I mean, it's 4:30 to 11:30 p.m. on December 30th, and you are going to be just coming out of the Christmas slump of like, partying. So it's a perfect day to like go out and hang around St. Pete and Tampa. Also, the weather has been wonderful.
It'll be perfect. Yeah. And it's such a
Yeah.
nice way to just appreciate the area. I think that living where we are, I think that we don't take, I think that people don't take the time, enough time to just be a tourist. And it's like,
Yeah.
it's very fun. Like, it's a very fun area to just appreciate. And the ferry is such a nice way to do that.
For
The ferry
sure.
ride itself is very nice.
Yeah. And like you get to, you know, like your $20 ticket includes the ferry and like everything else on this like tour. So it's also such a great way to see our area. Like you're biking, you're going to be biking around Tampa, you're going to be biking through downtown Tampa, and you know, like checking all these sites, which is a great way to also see downtown Tampa from like a different perspective.
Yeah, it'll be nice. And to read everything that Sumitra was just listing again, the URL is tinyurl.com/holidaybaycation. You might also be able to just search Eventbrite for holiday vacation, Carfree St. Pete holiday vacation, and find it that way as well. So hope to see some of our listeners there. I'm going to be doing it. I'm going to be going. So,
That's amazing.
yeah, so look out for me if you're listening and tell me how much you love or hate our podcast.
Only tell him if you love it, please.
If you don't like it, don't come on the ferry. Since you're not allowed, why are you listening to our podcast?
I mean, I don't hate listening to anything. That sounds like a colossal waste of time.
It
So that's.
sounds like a, it sounds like, yeah, it sounds like somebody needs to love themselves more if they're listening to something that they hate. Anyway, yeah, I think that wraps up this episode.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we covered everything we needed to cover. And I'm excited for all these events and, you know, just being in town for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Remember, the PSTA is free on New Year's Eve. So plan accordingly. Check out their routes and see how you can get around using PSTA. And that includes the Sunrunner, I imagine. It's the PSTA. So Sunrunner's a great service that goes down central from Beach to Berg. And then go to the visit stpclearwater.com website to look at all the events that are on there and check out the vacation holiday vacation event on December 30th.
You just said Sunrunner goes down central. It actually goes down First Avenue North
I'm so
and
sorry. Thank you. Oh my God. Thank you for correcting me. It does not go down Central, it goes down First Avenue North and First Avenue South. The cat goes down Central, the Central Avenue trolley,
Trolley,
which I still think that it should have a cat mascot.
Yes, absolutely.
I really would like to
Rebrand it,
canvas for that or something. Yeah, it needs to be branded as a cat. It would get more people to ride it, and there should be cats on it. But I know that's a more controversial opinion.
Well, people who are allergic to cat would never be able to ride it.
It's an accessibility issue.
Yes.
All right. Well, have a happy holiday. I'll see you on New Year's.
Happy holiday, everyone. I hope you're staying safe and celebrating this year and everyone that you love and like. And we will see you with new episodes in the next year.
Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Car Free Conversations.
Please follow us on social media. We are Car Free St. Pete on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter.